The smell of old books. The sharing of knowledge. The hunt for something different to read. Secondhand bookshops have long been a popular haunt for bibliophiles looking for a more unique way to buy novels. However, one of the largest secondhand bookshops in Sydney will soon be moving to much smaller premises. New South Wales Young Labour held a party at Newtown's Goulds Book Arcade earlier this month to celebrate what this building has meant for so many left-leaning activists and book readers alike. Current owner Natalie Gould explained her history with this location.
I was 6 years old, crawling on the floors when it was resistance in about 1966 in Goulburn Street, and I grew up around the place.
Zach Gillies-Palmer is the Junior Vice President of New South Wales Young Labour and reminisced on what he remembered about Gould's Book Arcade.
Well, I kind of have like three phases of involvement with Gould. So I remember when I was quite young, my parents would actually bring me here. The secondhand bookstore was quite cheap, and I would sort of like go through all of the halls. I get lots of kids' books here and that sort of thing. And then in high school, I would come here actually because I had a girlfriend who lived on Queen Street. And she kind of was one of the first people who introduced me to like reading a lot of the material in here that I otherwise wouldn't have really read at school and that type of thing. And then later in university, I'd come particularly through this section and sort of read about these really obscure but important characters in Australia's history, and particularly in Labor and Union history, who really exist in some ways only in our collective memories and in the books that are here. They're not something that we're regularly taught about.
Anthony D'Adam was a former employee of Gould's Book Arcade and shares his own favourite memory.
There's lots of memories, but really just sitting with Bob at the front counter, watching him engage with the kind of people who came through. He used to have major Labor figures would come through this store and buy. People like Jeff Shaw, the former Attorney General in New South Wales, Laurie Short, who was the Secretary of the Federated Ironworkers, would come here. John O. Johnson was also someone who used to regularly come here and talk to Bob. Yeah, and Bob used to engage. He was a terrible gossip, Bob, so he used to love to talk with people and find out what was happening in the background in the Labor Party. And so just those kind of the memories that I think are really wonderful about this place.
The bookshop has long held an association with the Labor movement due to the political climate in Sydney when the Book Arcade was first opened. Ms. Gould has more.
It started out as the organ of resistance in Goulburn Street, which was opposing the Vietnam War and conscription. And there was a split at some stage. I'm too young to remember exactly when the split was. And Bob ended up with the books and the bookshop. And it's been a left-wing bookshop ever since.
Mr. D'Adam feels the closure of the store will impact a rite of passage many Labor students of the nearby University of Sydney have undertaken over the years.
I think it's a tragedy. It's a rite of passage, I think, for people in the left who were at Sydney University. You'd turn up at O Week, and then a couple of days later you'd sort of start to travel a bit further afield and trundle up King Street and discover Gould's, and it was really a wonderful space of exploration and discovery that I think is now going to be absent from the experience of students at Sydney University.